All right, so I'm Jenny O'Brien. I'm the EMS director at Brunswick Community College in southeastern North Carolina, and I'm here with you today to talk about communication in the EMS setting. And there do exist two types of communication in the field. There's the big science word that we all love, learn, and use, which is typically 27 letters long. It has 13 syllables, and nobody can pronounce it. Conversely, there's also what I like to call redneck terminology, which is the lay term of the big science word. And when we go into the field, we typically like to use those big science words to make ourselves feel smart with our patients. However, that doesn't always work. And nothing could be more of an example to me than when I was in the field and I walk into this lady's house and she says to me, "My doctor done told me my baby had the spiral mighty Jesus." And I said, "What?" And she said, "You know, the spiral mighty Jesus." I just don't know what that is. And she says, "Well, you know, my baby got a fever and he can't be moving his head." And I said, "You mean spinal meningitis?" She said, "Yeah, that's it." So our patients are not familiar with our medical terms. And so when we talk to them, it's important for us to use language that they can understand. It's important for us to come down off what we have as an egotistical pedestal that we stand on as paramedics. For example, patients in the field, they don't have hypertension. They have high blood. They don't take diuretics for that hypertension. They take water pills. And so when you go in and talk to your patients, it's important to say things like, "Hey, man, you got high blood? You got low blood? Do you take a water pill for your blood pressure?" And that makes them comfortable. It establishes a rapport. They can talk to us. We can converse with them, and we don't make them feel small with our big medical words. Patients also don't have diabetes in the field. They have sugar. So when you walk in and you say, "Hey man, you take sugar? Or you got sugar?" "Yeah, I got sugar." "All right, you take shots for your sugar? You take pills for your sugar?" And when they say, "No, I'm gonna take pills for it," then you say, "Good." And then you can write down non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Now, when you come into the hospital, it's very important that you don't walk up to the physician in the ER and say, "Hey man, I got a patient with high blood for which he takes a water pill, and he got sugar too that he takes pills for," because the doctor's gonna look at you and say, "Where did you get your paramedic certification, a Cracker Jack box?" What you do when you go into the ER is you use your big science words, because that is the environment for which that's appropriate. And you say things like, "I have a patient with diuretic-controlled hypertension who also has a history of non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus." So it's important for you to understand that using those communication modalities can make both your patients feel comfortable and the physicians in the ER feel comfortable with your skill set. And so that's pretty much all I wanted to say about communication.
Cool.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.